非常的开心、快乐、高兴，再一次回到皮尔亚跟弟兄姊妹一起敬拜主。
I'm so happy that I can be here with all the brothers and sisters in Peoria.
我们感谢主，今天给我们一个这么好的天气，我们没有任何的借口。
And also, we thank the Lord that give us so wonderful weather this morning.
在圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神是个灵，拜他的必须用心灵或诚实来拜他。
It is written in the scripture that God is a spirit, that the person who worship him should be in truth
and
in spirit and truth.
我们到主的面前来，就是为了要敬拜他，也讨他的欢喜。
The reason we come here is to worship him in our spirit.
好多年前我开始一个大的题目，陆续的讲到现在还没讲完。
Many years ago I started a big topic and we couldn't finish until now.
那个题目的名字就是基督的教会。
And the title is called The Church of Christ.
很简单的五个字，但是包含非常非常宝贝或重要的真理。
It's simply five words in Chinese, but it contains a lot of truth in there.
今天我讲的是最后一个单元。
Today I'm going to go through the last session,
就是教会的使命，
and which is the mission of our church.
我们曾经讲过教会是什么。
We have mentioned that what is a church.
教会如三位一体的关系。
What's the relationship between church and the
教会的体制和圣礼。
What's the system of a church.
教会的职分。
What's the ministry of a church.
那四个大的单元，这是很重要的信息。我们预备好了，教会要做什么。
All these four units are combined the foundation of the ministry of our church.
所以今天是最后一个单元，教会的使命，就是教会已经预备好了，我们该如何去施行主的命令。
Today we're going to talk about the great mission of our church, which means we already get equipped with all the needs we have.
教会的使命之一是什么？
What's the first ministry we should have?
是什么？大家回答，彼此相爱。
Love each other, love one another.
如果没有爱，就没有教会。
If there's no love, then there's no church.
所以我们要遵照圣经的教训，要在主的面前彼此相爱。
So we should follow the scripture teaching to love one another.
教会与社会或者说与世界最大的不同，就是教会有爱，而社会世界没有爱。
What's the great difference between the church and the world, which is that in church you can find love but not in this world?
我们从生到死在世界就是一场斗争。
From the beginning, the born to the death, and it's a struggle life in this world.
这个斗争当中，谁强谁弱，谁能生存谁能生存不了，就在乎你的斗争的手段以及方法是如何。
During this struggle life, no, it depends on the way you struggled, and you may survive or you may not.
但是那个用不到在教会里面，教会里面讲满了神的爱，也充满了神的爱。
But you don't have to do that in church, because in church it's talking about love and full of love.
我有的时候安静的时候想一想，如果这个世界没有教会，我们不知道今天的世界变成什么样。
Sometimes I just think about this question quietly, that if there's no church, what kind of world would this be?
因为爱是世界最大的力量。
Because love is the greatest power in this world.
你知道两颗原子弹就叫日本无条件投降，那个力量很大。
We know in the World War II, the two atomic bombs can ask that the Japanese to surrender.
我们在北美这个地区常常遭入了飓风、地震、海啸，种种的自然的灾害的力量也不小。
And in the Midwest, we always have this natural disaster such as tornadoes, thunderstorms.
但是我可以告诉诸位，没有一个力量超过爱的力量。
But I can tell you that there's no other force can be beyond the force of love.
我们的主耶稣基督出生在一个贫寒的家庭。
Our Lord was born in a poor family.
他没有什么显赫的家世。
He doesn't have a prosperous in his family.
他也没有受过什么高深的学问。
And he didn't have a high education.
你要他拿一个大学的文凭，他拿不出来。
He didn't have a college graduate.
但是他讲的话语是比任何受过最高教育的人的话语更有能力。
But the words he speaks is even higher than anyone in this world.
他的行为能改变整个世界的光景。
And his actions can turn the entire world over.
他没有用一兵一卒，但是他征服了整个的世界，他也得了所有的人心。
He didn't have any soldier, but he conquered the entire world and gained all the hearts of this world.
他不是控制一段时间，乃是从永远一直到永远。
He reigned not just for a period of time, but it's for eternal.
他的爱充满了天地之间。
And his love fulfilled the entire heaven and earth.
无所不在
Nowhere cannot be hide
因为他的爱发生很大的能力
Because that's the power of the love
我常在想中国有两个很大的霸主他们可以说的是他们的力量是无比的大
I always think there are two tyrants or powerful king in China
一个秦始皇
The one of them is the Qing Emperor
一个人可以并吞六国统一天下这个力量不小
It took over six other countries and united China
但是你知道他统治多久吗
But you know how long he reigned
谁给我一个答案
Anyone knows the answer
他统治了多久中国
How long for his kingdom
说起来非常可怜
It's pretty short
秦始皇做了37年的皇帝
He only reigned for 37 years.
他曾经想要忍辱不死的，但是他只有37年而已。
He tried to live eternally, but he couldn't make it.
他的儿子秦二世胡亥有几年
？And how many years for his son?
没有读过中国历史啊，仅仅3年而已。
And his son only lasts for 3 years.
那么一个霸主。那么一个了不起的人40年的时间就完结了
For such powerful king He only can last 40 years
我们的主从永远一直到永远他是万王之王
And our Lord lasts from the beginning to the end
我想到另外一个人成吉思汗
And another person I think about is the Genghis Khan
他的力量曾经到欧洲到了莫斯科
His territory up to the Europe
那是统一世界的版图最伟大的一个霸主。
He's one of the kings which can unite the entire world.
成吉思汗很可怜，只有22年的命就完了。
But he was short-lived, only 22 years.
整个的明朝也只有91年的历史，有7个霸主，7个尊王，91年的时间。
And for entire Yuan Dynasty, only 97 years.
所以我常常在想啊，这些人拼了命要想争取他们控制的权力，但是最后他们化为乌有。
I think all these people used all their life and strength trying to gain the entire world, but not much they did.
西方有一个人，我们都知道他叫什么？
In the West, there's a person, great
Alexander the Great.
And his name is Alexander the Great.
了不起，一个 Great.
亚历山大大帝。
你知道他活了多少年
？You know how long he lived?
跟耶稣同年，33年，33岁，他就离开了世界。
He lived until he was 33 years old, the same year as Jesus did.
他临死之前告诉他的臣宰们说你们为我做一件事情
Before his death he told his people to do one thing for him
把我的棺材开两个洞
Put two holes on my coffin
把我两只手从两边伸出来
So my hands can come out from the coffin
在雅典市游街
And then we can have a parade around it
告诉所有的世人
And told all the people
我亚历山大虽然征服了世界
that Even I, Alexander, conquered the entire world.
但是最后是两手空空而去。
However, by the end, I went an empty hand.
这就告诉我们一个很重要的事实。
It tells us the truth.
你一生的努力奋斗，最后是化为乌有。
All your efforts of your whole life is in vain.
但是耶稣不一样。
But it's different than Jesus.
耶稣不依靠任何的人力、物力来增长他自己的身世。
He doesn't need to have any people or any of.
他仅仅用他的爱来征服了世界和人心。
He only used love to conquer this entire world.
您知道他的降生是为了爱。
You know his birth was because of love.
约翰三章十六节，连五岁的孩子都会背。
John 3:16, even 5 years old can recite that.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
God loves so loved the world, even give His Son and only Son.
所以保罗写信给提摩太说，因为基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。
So Paul wrote to Timothy that that Christ was in this world to save the people in sin.
因为耶稣因爱而来到世界。
Because Jesus came to this world in for love.
他不只是为爱我们而生，他也为爱我们而死。
He not only lived born for here for love, but only died for love.
他放弃了天上的荣华，取了人的身体，到了世上来，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He gave up his status in heaven and then become flesh in this world with us.
所以就有一位伟大的先知以赛亚说，他为我们的过患受害，他为我们的罪孽压伤，软硬是因为他的爱。
So Isaiah written that he died, he was punished, injured for our transgression, and that was for this reason.
他从死里复活是为了爱。
He resurrected for love.
因为他是抽出的第一颗果子，因为他复活了，我们所有死的人、相信他的人都要复活。
He was the first fruit, so when he resurrected, all the others will resurrect.
他升天是为了爱。
He ascended to heaven because of love.
因为他今天在那里为我们预备地方。
Because he's there to prepare a place for us.
他也在父的右边，天天为我们祷告。
He's on the right side of the Father and praying for us.
他准备好了，有一个时期，他要再来接我们到那里去。
And he will come back at time when time is up.
他要再来也是为了爱。
And he will come back again is also for love.
因为在约翰十四章告诉我们说，他说你我确实为你们预备地方去的。我若是为你们预备的地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
In John 14 said, I go there is for you because I'm going to prepare a place for you.
到那个时候，你和我要永远与他在一起。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
At that time, you will be with me. Wherever I am, you will be with me.
所以耶稣基督做的一切都是因为爱的缘故。
So all the things he did was for the reason of love.
爱是何等大的力量。
It's a great power.
刚才主席带我们读的一段经文，约翰福音第十三章三十四节到三十五节。
We just read John 13:34-35.
更大的爱，他告诉我们要把这个爱标示写明出来，要彼此相爱。
He tells us we have to manifest this love, which is to love one another.
约翰福音十三章是一章非常重要的经文。
John 13 is a very important chapter.
因为在十三章第一节就告诉我们，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Because even in the verse 1 of this chapter, it tells us that Jesus realized that the time for his departure is there.
作者使徒约翰被称为爱的使徒。
You know, the author John is the love disciple.
他深深认识体会到耶稣当时的心情。
He can understand how that Jesus felt at that time.
有一句话说，他既然爱世间属自己的人，下面怎么说呢？
And he said even he loved the people who belong to him.
下面怎么说？就爱他们到底。
And the next sentence is he loved them to the end.
我常常思考这一句话。
I was thinking about pondering.
世界上没有一个爱能够到底的，我告诉诸位。
There's no person in this world can love people to the end.
即使最伟大的爱，如同父母对儿女的爱，也不能到底。
Even the love of a parent cannot love them to the end.
在某一个情况之下，受时间的限制，受空间的限制，受环境的影响，爱不到底。
Because of the restriction of time, space, then a parent cannot love the child to the end.
可能我从前，因为这十一年来跟诸位很多次的接触，我可能讲过我自己的故事。我是我家中唯一的一个孩子，没有兄弟，没有姐妹。
I'm the only child in my family. I don't have any other siblings.
我所领受的爱是最完全的。最宝贝的。
So the love I have is the most complete love.
但可惜我父母对我的爱不能到底。
But however, the love of my parents cannot last to the end.
我十一岁的时候，我的父亲被主接触。
When I was 11 years old, my father passed away.
家中留下一个孤儿，一个寡妇。
So only my mom and me.
不幸的是，我十四岁的时候，三年之后，我离开了我的母亲。
And then 3 years later, I left my mother.
因为母亲为了儿女的前途，把我从江西的庐山送到南京去念书。当初我们以为是天边，好远。
So I was sent from Lushan to Nanjing for study. I thought that's a very long place to go.
从此以后没有见过我母亲的面。
And I never saw my mother again from then on.
不是他们不爱我，而是爱不到底。
It's not that I don't love me anymore, but because they couldn't last to the end.
你知道耶稣的爱是何等伟大，他自己面临着即将离开世界的这一个重要的时刻，他还要爱属他的人爱到底。
You know how great is the love from Jesus. Even he knows he's going to leave this world, and he still loves all these people to the end.
约翰福音十三章是耶稣在世上最后五天以后所发生的最后五天中间要发生的事情，包括约翰福音十三章到最后。
John 13 to the end is going to was describing Jesus when he was in this world for the last 5 days.
因为耶稣在那个逾越节就被钉在十字架上。
Because he was put on the cross on that Passover.
在十二章十二节，耶稣就骑着驴子进耶路撒冷，是最后一个主日，耶稣在世界。
And on the John 12, it's talking about Jesus went to Jerusalem on a donkey.
到了十三章第二节吃晚饭的时候，那里有一句话说，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里。
And in the John chapter 13, the verses 2 talking about that Satan already put the seed of betraying Jesus to the heart of Judah.
犹大早就有意思卖耶稣，现在才坚定了他的心意，因为魔鬼进入他的心，把这个意念摆在他的心里。
And at that time, the Judah already had the mind to sell Jesus. However, during that moment is the time the seed become the real action.
你要非常的小心，你的心思意念如果有一点点偏离的话，就很容易中魔鬼的诡计。
So we need to be careful about our mindset. Now, if we don't be careful, be alert, then we can easily be distracted.
当你有一点动摇的时候，是很危险。你看二十七节，在约翰福音十三章二十七节怎么说？他们吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。
And in the John 13:27, they said, as soon as Judah took the bread, Satan entered into him.
先是意念进去了，后是魔鬼亲自进去了，就实行他卖耶稣的计划。
The first one is the idea came to him, and then Satan entered him, and then he betrayed Jesus.
耶稣知道自己很快要离开门徒，深恐他们承受不了，所以给他们做了很多的释放的作用。
So Jesus knew he was going to lead his people, so he had a lot of demonstration for them to get ready.
头一个耶稣所做的就是为门徒洗脚。
The first thing he did was he washed the feet for all these.
这是使徒约翰独自记载的一件事情。
And that's the things only written in John.
在第四节和第五节，耶稣离开他的座位，拿了水，拿了毛巾来，为了要帮当时帮门徒洗脚。
In that time, he got up from the meal and took off his clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
当他洗到彼得的面前，彼得说：“那怎么可以？是我一个给你洗脚，怎么你来给我洗脚呢？”
When you came to Simon, Peter said, "No, I couldn't. I shouldn't do this one."
十四节这么说。
But what did he say on the verses 14?
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当如何？
Now that I, your Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another.
你们也当怎样？
What do you
need to do? 彼此洗脚。
You should also wash one another's feet.
我曾经问过一些人，你们有没有为弟兄洗过一次脚呢？
I sometimes ask the brother and sister, did you ever wash feet for other people?
所以我们虽然真照主的，好像有一个手举起来了，好像洗过。我相信有人会洗的。
I believe somebody did.
耶稣不是给别人，给自己家人洗脚。
Well, Jesus didn't wash the people in his house.
但是耶稣清楚命令我们说，我是你的主，是你们的夫子，尚且为你们洗脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
And Jesus said that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also should wash one another's feet.
我们都知道圣经的教训，要把它扩大来讲，那只是一个象征性，那是包括很多很多的行为。
We know in the Bible there are a lot of parables, and those are symbolizations.
有没有真正的爱人与己，这是最重要的。
Have you really loved other people like you love yourself?
接着耶稣也这个耶稣就带他们画出一条最后的命令，就是今天我的题目的经文。
And then Jesus gave them this command, which is the one we're talking about today.
那也是约翰独自记载的，其他三本福音书都没有。
And this is only written in the book of John.
我赐给你们一条新的命令。
I gave you a new command.
乃是要叫你们彼此相爱。
To love one another.
彼此相爱是这个世界最缺少的东西。
To love one another is the only thing this world needs.
我刚才就说过，世界上充满了斗争，但是教会里充满了爱。
We know. I just told you that in this world full of fighting and struggling, but in church we're full of love.
爱的使徒告诉我们耶稣基督谦卑服侍的榜样，所以我们应该遵照神的话语去实行。
You know, the disciple of love told us the example of God's for love, so that's the things we should follow him.
那首先我们要了解一件事，什么是爱。
So we should know what is love.
爱从哪里来？
Where is the love coming from?
这是我们应该知道。
And that's something we should know.
中国的伟大的诗集文献中间有一本书叫《大学》，我知道我们中间有的人念过。
In China, there's an ancient book called University.
也说是 Great Learning.
And Great Learning.
有没有人念过
？Anybody read this book?
你们读过《大学》的人没有念过《大学》大学之道，在明明德，在亲民，在止于至善。大家念过吗 ？OK， 大学里面开宗明义说到：物有本末，事有终始，知所先后，则近道矣。
In the chapter one of this book, talking about any object has its up and down.Bottom and top, and any event has its beginning and end. If you know the order, then you are very close to the truth.
这里告诉我们，世上万物都有本，都有个起头。
And it tells us that everything has a beginning.
因为这个起头是十分十分重要的。
Because we know the beginning is very important.
圣经《使徒行传》里面告诉我们说。神从一本造出万族的人住在全地上。
And we know in the book of Acts that God produced everything from a little origin.
这个本就是 神的爱，从爱从神来到世间，来灌输在人的心里。
And that origin is the love from God, and that was poured into people's heart.
爱本来是一个很抽象的东西。
We know love is some kind of a very abstract.
你看不见。
You cannot see.
你摸不着。
You cannot touch.
你不知道它在哪里，飘来飘去。
You don't know where you can find it.
但是有一个感，有一个知道的软硬在哪里。
But you can find love because of what?
就是你真正的感觉。
And that's the time when you feel the love.
孩子们依念着父母，信任着父母的软硬，就是知道父母对他的爱是真诚的。
A child can trust their parents because they know there is a love.
两个礼拜以前，父亲节的主日，我在一个教会讲到。
2 weeks ago, in the Father's Day, I preached in a church.
他们有一个婴儿奉献礼，我在奉献这个婴儿的时候。
That's an infant dedication ceremony.
这个孩子很可爱，两个月的一个小女婴。
It was
在母亲的怀里抱的快乐的不得了。当我从她的手上接过来的时候，我要这样为她祝福的时候，她大叫大闹。
There was a very lovely child, baby, a girl.
他感觉到这不是他的妈妈，也不是他的爸爸抱他，他就有点不安全。
When I hold this baby, and then she start crying a lot because she realized it's not her parent.
所以父母的爱让孩子能够相信，能够接受，就是因为那个真正的爱，你看不见，你摸不着，但是你感受得到。
The parent, the love is the one you cannot touch, but you can feel the love.
人与人之间也是一样。
The same thing between people.
我们是不是真正对人有爱，那是人家知道的。
If we really have love to another person, they can feel it.
爱是从神而来，因为圣经这么说的。
Love is coming from God.
圣经告诉我们说，神就是爱。
And in the Bible it said, God is love.
在约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
In the 1 John 4, 7 to 8 said, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
哪里有神，哪里就有爱。
Where there's a God, where there's a love.
哪里没有神，爱就不存在。
If there's no God, then there's no love.
爱怎么样进到人的心中呢？
And how could love enter into people's hearts.
当你相信接受耶稣做你个人的救主，耶稣进到你的心中，圣灵也把神的爱灌输在你的心中。
When you first accept Jesus become your own Savior, the love will come into you and dwell in you.
罗马书第五章第五节告诉我们说，圣灵将神的爱灌输在我们的心里边，浇灌在我们心里。
In Romans 5:5, he talked about that Holy Spirit has poured into our heart.
这就告诉我们，一个真正信神的人，接受圣灵内住的人，爱一定在他的生命当中。
It tells us that a person who has the Holy Spirit dwelling in us will have the love in him.
所以圣经就教导我们，我们因为有爱，我们就必须要彼此相爱。
So because we have love in ours, so we should love one another.
基督徒与世人不一样，因为我们的心中有爱。
A Christian is different than the people in this world because we have love in our heart.
而且圣经告诉我们，这种爱是有根有基的。
And we know this love has its foundation.
它会继续生长的。
It will grow.
保罗为以弗所的教会祷告。
And Paul pray for the church of Ephesus.
在以弗所书第三章第十六节到十七节。
In Ephesians 3:16.
求他按照他自己的荣耀，使你们的爱心，使你们里面的力量能够这个强壮起来，然后使你们的爱心有根有基。
He said, I pray that all of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so you will love in the foundation.
你知道我们信神的人，我们不但有肉体的生命，我们有新的生命在我们的里面。圣经叫英文叫做 inner man, 有里面的人在里面。我们里面的人是一天一天的在强壮，在活起来。
So for a Christian, we have two lives. We have a physical life, and we also have a new life. And this inner being or inner person has this new life and growing in us.
在哥林多后书里面告诉我们说，我们外体虽然毁坏呀，内心却一天新似一天。
In the second Corinthians, talking about even our outside body is deteriorating, but our inner body is growing and refreshing.
因为那个人是不断的在那强壮、刚强起来的。
Because our inner man is growing and growing bigger and stronger.
爱是什么
？What is love?
爱是一切的诫命的总归。
Love is the conclusion of all the laws.
提摩太前书一章五节，保罗告诉提摩太说。
In the First Timothy 1:5,
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
And this love is coming from a conscious, a pure heart.
所以从这种里面生出来的爱是一种纯洁的爱，在人的心中。
And this kind of love is a pure love coming out from us.
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹们读圣经。
We always encourage brothers and sisters read.
圣经是一本天书。
We know this is a book from heaven.
是从神来教导我们怎样为人，怎样处事。
It's a book coming from God to teach us how to behave in.
怎样爱神，怎样爱人。
How to love God and how to love other people.
因为被称为是律法书。
Because this is a book of law.
就是告诉人当怎样去行，能够讨神的喜悦。
And it's teach us how to behave so we're pleasing to God.
它是人的生活的标准和规范。
It's our life standard.
教导人如何蒙福，如何走正路的一个指标。
Teach us how to walk in a way which will be blessed by God.
所以在加拉太五章十三节到十五节，保罗清楚指出来说，你们蒙召是为了得自由，但是不要。把自由做放纵情欲的机会。
In the Colossians 5:13 said, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh."
你们必须要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包括在一句话里面，就是爱人如己。
Serve one another humbly in love, because all the law were concluded in love one another, as you love yourself.
圣经的中心，圣经的主题在十条诫命。
You know the focus of a Bible is under Ten Commandments.
十条诫命可以分成两条主咒，主轴，主是主什么？
主轴，
主轴。OK， 这是我跟他学的，因为我发音不准确。
Well, you know the Ten Commandments, they can be separated into two axes.
一条是我们对神当尽的本分。
And first one is we should be paid all these responsibilities to our God.
就是前面四条诫命。
That's the first four laws.
有多少人背得出来
？And how many people can recite those?
第一条。
What is the first one?
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Cannot worship other gods without with.
第二条。第二条。
The second one.
不可雕刻或跪拜任何的偶像。
You should not make yourself any idol.
第三条呢
？What's the third one?
不可妄称耶和华的名。
You should not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
我们常常听着哦什么什么哦什么什么，小心一点，下面这个话不要叫出来。
Be careful when you call God's name.
Yeah, 因为不可妄称耶和华的名，那是很圣洁的，很荣耀的。
Because God's name is holy.
第四条呢
？What's the number four?
你今天在这里做什么
？What are you doing here?
第四条。
What's the number four?
当守安息日。
Remember the Sabbath day.
但是我们不用 Sabbath day， 我们用 Lord's day， 就是不是第七天，而是第一天。
But we are using the Lord's day instead of a Sabbath day.
所以礼拜天。这是我们应该来的地方。
So Sunday, this is the place we should be.
这四条诫命是人对神当尽的一切本分。如果我们没有做到，我们是亏欠神。
All these four commandments are the people to God, and we should follow these.
第二条主轴就 就是第六条开始，当孝敬父母，而且是有应许的诫命。
From the second category is from the next one, which is respect your honor your father and your mother.
接着下来就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证陷害人，也不可贪恋别人的一切的财物。
And the following will be: you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, and you shall not give a false testimony against your neighbor.
那这是每一个基督徒都应该全力的遵守，不能有任何的缺失的。
And these are the commandments which a Christian should follow urgently.
所以，当你守了十条诫命，你就是完全了神的律法，而且神告诉我们，这十条诫命中间给我们两个要紧的两个主轴的目的，就是要我们爱神和爱人，就变成一个字，就是爱。
If you can follow these Ten Commandments, then you are fulfilled the law's requirement. When you hear, there are two categories. One is to God and one is to man.
所以使徒约翰深得主信，因为他独自把这个爱的这一条分辨出来，告诉我们所有跟随主的人，我们要彼此相爱，要爱人如己。
Only Apostle John understands this issue, so he separately this love one another and then make us self here.
虽然约翰是爱的使徒，但是圣经其他的作者也一而再地强调这个爱的重要性。
Even John is the disciple of love, but other disciples or other authors also realize the same issue.
使徒彼得在他的书信里面有两次提到彼此相爱。
We know Paul also, Peter also mentioned twice in his letters.
在彼得前书一章二十二节，你们要彼此不只是相爱，彼得加上两个重要的字，彼此切实的相爱。
In 1 Peter 1:22 said, not only you should love one another, but you should love one another deeply from the heart.
第十三啊，这个第四章七节也是彼得前书。他说你们要彼此切实的相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
In the 1 Peter 4:7-8 said, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
使徒保罗照样说到这句话。
Paul also says similar things.
在罗马书十三章第八节。
In Romans 13:8,
非常重要的一节经文，弟兄姊妹应该把它记下来。
It's a very critical verse, you should remember this one.
在那里说，凡事都不可亏欠人。
Let no debt remain outstanding.
我们做任何事情都要凭良心，不要亏欠任何人。
So we should have no debt to others by doing the things.
但是唯有彼此相爱，要常常以为我们是亏欠的人。
Accept the continuing debt to love one another.
这是个很高的学问。
It's a very high knowledge.
我们要以彼此相爱，有常常以我亏欠，意思就是我对你的爱是不够的。
We should continue to think if we owe this debt to others by loving people.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Because to love will fulfill the law.
换一句话说，你不爱人，你没有真正实行彼此相爱，你就没有遵守的律法。
In other words, if you don't love other people, then you do not fulfill the law.
还有一位作者讲得更厉害。
And another author also mentioned about this.
希伯来书的作者。
In the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书后面三章圣经呢，就是提到信望爱。
In the last three chapters of Hebrew, talking about the faith, the hope, and love.
第十一章是信心之章，我们知道讲了很多宝贝的信心的英雄们。
Chapter 11 is talking about the faith, talking about a lot of faith of all these brothers and sisters.
十二章是希望之章，要告诉我们仰望为我们信心创始成终的主。
Chapter 12 is talking about hope, talking about the hope we have in our Lord.
我今天要求弟兄姊妹要把十三章第一节、第二节背下来。
Today we will ask our brothers and sisters to remember the verse 1 and 2 of chapter 13.
希伯来的作者怎么告诉我们？
What did it say here?
你们务要长存， 弟兄相爱的心。
Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters.
很坚定的，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Well, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters.
还有一句话。
And another one.
不可用爱心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers.
我跟黄慈母每一次到一个教会去讲道，有的时候是礼拜天赶不上，礼拜六去，好像在这里一样的，我们就得到弟兄姊妹热情的接待。你知道我们的心是何等的感动，也是何等得到安慰。这些接待的弟兄姊妹们真是按照神的教示。
Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang, they always were received by other brothers and sisters when they went other places for teaching, and then they were so touched.
上个礼拜，昨天是这个礼拜的前一礼拜六，上个礼拜六我们在城外一个教会，我们礼拜五就去了，因为有四堂聚会，特别的一个特会在那里，我们住在一个弟兄姊妹的家里，他们真是可以说把他们最好的都给我们。
Last Saturday we live in another city because there was a special gathering and there are four sessions, so we stay in a brother's place and they offer us the best.
我告诉诸位，昨天我们来，我们也是得到最上等最好的爱，弟兄姊妹的接待，叫我们真是觉得我们无话可说，只有祷告求神回报他们这么大的爱心。
We came here last night and we were treated of the best in our life.
这是基督徒该做的事，圣经清楚明白教导我们该如何执行。
This is something a Christian should do regularly.
所以求主帮助我们，既然听到，我们也必须按照神的教训去实行。
So since we already heard this teaching, we should follow this teaching.
彼此相爱该如何去行，约翰在这里告诉我们。
Then also in the book of John tell us how can we put this into our life, our daily practice.
第一，我们要效法基督的爱。约翰在这里告诉我们说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱，这是耶稣亲自教导我们爱的方法。
We should follow the love they demonstrate. As I said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
我们如果不能够学习主的爱，我们的爱是不够彻底的。
If we cannot learn God's love, then our love cannot be true.
主的爱是谦卑的爱，是服侍人的爱。
God's love is a humble love, is a love to serve other people.
所以主耶稣说，我命令你们怎么做，你们就要照着去行，那是很重要的。
So that's what Jesus said, you just do what I did.
然后在地也告诉我们说，我的爱是舍己为人的爱。
And also, my love is the love to deny ourselves for other people.
约翰福音第十五章
In the John 15,
第十二节怎么说呢？
Verses 12 to 14 says,
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Greater love has no one than this.
十五章十七节耶稣再强调一次。
In verses 17, it emphasizes again.
我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
I command you this because I want you to love one another.
所以我们只有在教会才能真正得到神的爱，是那么样子的强烈或真实的临到我们的身上。
So only in church we can feel the love from God and it can be so real.
当我们真正实行彼此相爱，有什么结果呢？
And what's the consequence when we love one another?
众人就能认出你们是我的门徒了。
And people will recognize you as my disciples.
你不要满街去叫我是基督徒，我是基督徒，用不着。只要你用行为来表现，别人就看得出来，就认得出来。
You don't have to yell at people, say, I'm a Christian. But if you can do this one, then people will recognize you as a Christian.
所以我们的行道比我们的听道比我们的讲道更重要。
So our behavior is sometimes much more important than our wording.
有的人一辈子听到，但是从来不实行。
Somebody, they listen to the words for their whole life, but they never put into their daily practice.
那就等于我们白吃了，一点都没有得到它的营养。
Just you eat something in vain, you didn't gain any nutrition from the food.
在约翰一书第四章十九节到五章第一节，有一段非常宝贝重要的教训。
In 1 John 4, 19 to chapter 5.
好，简单的说，我们经文不读了，就是我们要说我们爱神，但是我们却不爱我们的弟兄，我们爱神的心是假的。
Simply saying is we can not love the one we can see, but saying we are loving the one we cannot see, which is God, which is totally impossible.
圣经说得很清楚，你连看得见的弟兄都不爱，在你的眼前，你说你是爱神的，是真的吗？圣经说那是不对的。
It says it's impossible for a person to not to love their brothers, which they can see, but to love God alone.
你爱神之前，你先要对弟兄有真诚的爱。
Before you can really love God, you must have love between your brother and sister.
当然对姊妹也是一样，不要忽略姊妹们。
Of course, for sisters, it's the same thing.
那么我们的爱心就是这样子延伸出去。当然我们爱神，从我们爱弟兄身上看得出来。
So the love to God is extended from this point.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
耶稣讲过一句话。
Jesus said,
你因我的名给这个人一杯凉水喝，你不能在神面前不得赏赐。
If you give a little one a cup of water, then you will receive a reward from heaven.
我们为行在弟兄姊妹的身上是为了神的缘故。
We practice this one on our brothers and sisters because of God.
那是真正的爱。
That's a real God, real love.
在路加福音二十四章四十七跟四十八节。
In Luke 24 verses 48.
尤其是四十八节说，你们就是这些事的见证。
It says you are the witnesses of these things.
我们怎么做见证？
How can we be a witness?
就是我们对弟兄姊妹的爱是完全的。
That means if we can complete our love to brothers and sisters,
因为这个见证能够证明神的话是真实的。
Because the witness can testify that God's word is real.
证明我们的生命是确实的。
It testifies our life is real.
因为我们可以活出基督的样式在我们的身上。
Because we can live out Christ on our daily life.
拉撒路死了四天，从坟墓里走出来。
Lazarus died for 4 days and then walked out from the tomb.
后来很多人因为拉撒路的缘故信了耶稣。
And because of his death resurrection, then a lot of people believe in Jesus.
我发现拉撒路从死到活，在圣经里面他没有活过一次，也没有讲过一句话。
So after Lazarus back to life again, he didn't say any words.
为什么？因着拉撒路的缘故，许多人回去信耶稣，因为他的生命活出来了。
But because of his resurrection, then a lot of people believe in Jesus. Why is that? Because he lived all his new life.
所以彼此相爱这个题目是我们一生都讲不完也行不完的。
So love one another is the topic we never can end talking, and we can never end working on that.
差不多两百年前的芝加哥有一个伟大的传道人。
About 2 years ago, there was a great...
那是谁啊？是谁？穆迪。
穆迪 ，this is a pastor.
穆迪在芝加哥开帐篷布道大会。
He has a gospel outreach in tent.
他开了四十天聚会。
He has a lot. The meeting lasts for 40 days.
讲了一个字。
He talked about one word.
是什么
？What is that?
爱。
Love. That's the word.
因为这个帐篷的这个合约的期限不能延长。人一直要他继续讲下去，就讲这一个字。
People want to listen to him more and more. However, because of the contract of the tent cannot be extended.
我告诉你，如果你心里有爱，你是讲不完的。
If you have love in your heart, then you cannot finish ending your talking about it.
爱是何等美好的东西。
Love is This kind of thing is so beautiful.
3000年前，所罗门王讲了这件事情。
3000 years ago, King Solomon talking about love.
所罗门王说，你们要彼此相爱。
And King Solomon said, "You have to love one another."
箴言十五章十七节，所罗门王说，吃素菜，彼此相爱。这四个字完全中文。强如吃回牛，怎么样？下面。彼此相争。
King Solomon said in Proverbs 15:17, said, "Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred."
你要吃灰牛还是吃素菜
？Do you want a fattened calf or a small serving of vegetables?
那吃不是重要的，就是你有没有爱，是彼此相爱或者彼此相争，那是重要的。
The eating is not the most important thing, but is the love and the hatred.
所罗门不只讲一次，讲了第二次，在箴言十七章第一节。
Solomon also mentioned about in Proverbs 17.
他用另外一个方式继续讲的。
Then said again.
他说，如果我们满这个蛇夜满屋，大家相争，不如我们一块饼干，大家相爱。
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of a feasting with strife.
那就是告诉我们说，我们宁可彼此相爱，吃一点浅淡一点东西，不要吃那么好，大家抢抢吵吵闹闹的，那是不好的。
We'd rather have something simple, but we can still love each other.
新约的雅各就是耶稣的兄弟。
The James in New Testament, which is Jesus' brother,
给我们一个很宝贝的建议。
Also gave us a recommendation.
在雅各书一章二十二节。
In James 1:22.
我也觉得这是我们应该学习的一节经文。
I think this is the verse we also should learn.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
我们自信主到现在，实在听了很多的道。
We have listened to so many sermons since we believed.
我们听进去的目的就是要让它行出来。
The reason we listen is trying to act on.
你们就是这些事的见证。
And you are the testimony of all these things.
人从这些事情上面就看出你是跟随基督的人。
People can recognize you as a Christian from all these things.
他们就会跟你一样把荣耀归给神。
They will give all the glory to God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all pray together.
感谢赞美天父的恩典，让我们每个主日的早晨都能这样的怀着敬畏的心来到你的施恩宝座前。
Lord, we thank you for your great mercy. We can come here worship you to learn in front of you.
我们知道主耶稣基督曾经教导我们说，神是个灵，凡拜他的都要用心灵或诚实来敬拜。
You know, you teach us that you are the Spirit. Whoever worships you, still worship you in truth and spirit.
我们看不见神，我们也看不见爱。
We cannot see God, neither love.
但是如果我们有众弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的心，世人众人就能认出我们是基督耶稣的门徒。
But if we have a love to love one another, then people can recognize us as your disciples.
主耶稣基督为我们舍命建造了他自己的教会。
Jesus already died to build his church.
教会是用主耶稣的宝血所买赎回来的。
And we know the church is redeemed by His blood.
这么大的代价的最后的目的，就是要叫我们能彼此相爱。
The purpose of this great prize is trying to teach us how to love one another.
在早期的教会中，遭遇许多的困难或艰难。
There are many suffering for the early churches.
都是因为弟兄姊妹能彼此相爱，还我共用，渡过那个难关。
Because of brothers and sisters, they can love one another and they all live together so they can conquer all these
problems. 我们今天同样面临许多的难处在教会里。
Today, we also face a lot of struggle in our church.
也求主帮助我们能够解决这一切的问题，就是用爱来消弭各样的争端。
May Lord help us use love to conquer all these troubles we have.
我们感谢主为我们造这么一座华丽的教堂，在Peoria像一盏灯塔一样的高高的升起。
We thankful for this church in Peoria, just like a lighthouse shining upon people.
借助主的爱能够划出光辉来带领许多的人来到这里跪向你
Through God's love this church can shine the light among other people
也求主赐福我们所有来到你面前的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
And also bless all the people and the friends who come over here
让你的话不但存在我们的心中 也行在我们的行为上
Let your word not only just dwell in our hearts, but also become our behavior.
让众人能知道我们是你的门徒。
That people know that we are your disciples.
就把一切的荣耀归给天父。
We can all give all the glory to our heavenly Father.
我们这样感恩和祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give all the thanks and prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 非常非常的谢谢。
Thank you so much.
我们回应诗歌是442首爱使我们合一
好 let's sing the hymn 442 the